Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week I want to talk with you about seizing your opportunities. In Colossians 4:5, we find these words in the King James Version: walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Now, that wording's not necessarily the clearest, so listen to it again in the J.B. Phillips translation. Be wise in your behavior towards non-Christians and make the best possible use of your time. The Message translation says it this way: use your heads as you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity. The Weymouth translation is the one I like best. It says this: behave wisely in relation to the outside world, seizing your opportunities. I want to share with you about seizing your opportunities to serve God right where you live. You don't have to be a pastor or a missionary to serve God. God has called each and every believer to serve Him right where you live. I like what Brother Andrew, famous for his book God's Smuggler, says about full-time ministry. He says, what is full-time ministry? If you are a Christian, you are a Christian full-time. Therefore, you are in full-time ministry. It's important as believers that we see ourselves as people in full-time ministry, always looking to seize God-given opportunities to serve Him right where we live. And I want to encourage you today that regardless of whether you work in a corporate environment, whether you are a student, whether you are a stay-at-home mom working with your family in that regard, or whatever setting you find yourself in, you are in the full-time ministry. And God wants you to seize opportunities that He lays before you every day. But here's a key to success in doing this. It's the first part of the verse. It says, behave wisely in relation to the outside world. Or, as J.B. Phillips puts it, be wise in your behavior towards non-Christians. God wants to use you every day to be an influence for Christ, but it does not necessarily mean you are to barrage someone with words about God, but instead live before them a life that speaks of the transforming power of Jesus Christ in a single person's life. God wants you to seize God-given opportunities to serve Him right where you live, but do so behaving wisely towards non-believers. Missed opportunities for serving God or influencing others for God are most tragic. God wants us to be sensitive to the Spirit of God day in and day out. Perhaps you are a Sunday school teacher or work in your local church in some capacity and have an opportunity to share or influence children for God. This is a very critical and important service and opportunity from the Lord, because you do not know who you are serving among that group of children, among that youth group. God wants you to look at every opportunity for service to Him as something to seize for the kingdom of God with all diligence. A Baptist pastor from Texas wrote this about his own congregation. He said this: we missed Him. Our chance to change things came and passed, and we did not know it was there. A dark-skinned little boy sat through Sunday school classes for 3 years at a great Baptist church, but someone missed him. His name was Sirhan Sirhan, and at age 24, he shot and killed presidential candidate Senator Robert Kennedy. Somehow, someone missed him. The pastor was grieving over the lack of influence or the missed opportunity with this one life. And yet all of us are faced every day with God-given opportunities that could have eternal consequences. Many people are always looking down the road, waiting until a future time comes in terms of serving God, thinking, well, one of these days I'm going to do this great thing for God, or I'm going to study and become a pastor or a minister, a missionary, or when I retire, I'm going to go serve in this capacity. And yet, such people are passing up God-given opportunities right under their noses, so to speak. God watches to see if we will be faithful in small things before he gives us the greater things. Luke 16:10, Jesus said, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." Don't overlook little opportunities to have an influence for God in your everyday life. You may think it's nothing, and yet that one word, that one little story sharing of how God touched you, that one kind act can have monumental impact. Walk in the Spirit. Be sensitive to the Lord every day and ask him, "Lord, show me today someone I can influence for you." Pray that way before you leave your house in the morning. "Lord, give me someone I can influence for you, and give me the wisdom so that my behavior is wise toward that non-believer." A young woman who was studying to be a nurse was in a tragic car accident, badly hurt and in a coma for quite a long time. Her mother sat by her bedside in a hospital room, holding her shattered hand and praying and speaking the word of God. For many days, this young woman hovered between a coma and consciousness. And while that mother sat by her bedside praying, in that same room sat another mother by her daughter's bedside. By the time the young Christian woman recovered fully from her injuries, her mother had won both the women in the other side of that room to the Lord. Her witness, simply of being a Christian praying mother, witnessed greatly to that other mother and her daughter, and they both came to Christ. Little opportunities of everyday life are set before us, and we must be sensitive to God presenting them our way. One man doesn't believe in chance encounters, but instead that God truly sets up divine appointments. In fact, every time the phone rings, this man, if he hears a person on the other end say, "Sorry, I must have the wrong number," this gentleman likes to respond, "Well, maybe not," and begin to engage the other party in a conversation. And by doing so, he has led more than one person to the Lord in that very simple way. The wrong number becomes a life dedicated to Christ. Evangelist Billy Graham once answered the phone in his own hotel room, and the person on the other end asked for a certain person, and Mr. Graham told him that he had the wrong number. But there was a pause, and the person on the other end said, "You know, you sure sound a lot like Billy Graham." And the evangelist replied, "Well, this is Billy Graham." And during the ensuing conversation, the wrong number caller gave his life to Christ. We can take advantage of very simple opportunities presented by the Lord that can have a great and eternal impact. Are you being sensitive, and are you walking in wisdom toward those who are outside of Christ? A traveling man came into a hotel to secure a room for the night, and upon being informed that every room in the building was taken, he was quite perturbed. Portly gentleman who happened to be standing nearby kindly offered to share his room with him, and the offer was thankfully accepted. Upon retiring for bed, the portly gentleman knelt and prayed and tenderly mentioned his guest for the night in his prayer. In the morning, he informed his guest that it was his custom to read a portion of scripture and to pray before engaging in the responsibilities of his day. the effect upon this guest was so moving that when the stranger gently pressed him about his own relationship with God, his resistance went down, and very quickly that man gave his heart to Christ. When business cards were exchanged before they parted, the guest read in amazement these words, William Jennings Bryan, Secretary of State. William Jennings Bryan served President Woodrow Wilson from 1912 to 1915 as Secretary of State. And without a doubt, that gentleman had a lot on his mind and many things to do. And yet he took the time to seize this opportunity from God to share a little bit with a total stranger, to put himself out by allowing the stranger to share his room, to risk being ridiculed for his faith by simply reading the word and praying. God wants you to seize your opportunities that are presented every day in your life for him. He'll present them. He'll give you the strength to speak or to do as he would have you to do. And you'll be amazed at the eternal consequences that come forth simply by setting your heart to seize your opportunities and being wise in your behavior towards non-Christians. Make the best possible use of your time today. Pray and ask God for a divine appointment, and then be sensitive and be wise and bold as you share the love of Christ. Join me tomorrow as we continue this study on seizing your opportunities. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.